Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many Democrats are spending this Labor Day making plans for the Democratic National Convention, which officially opens in Charlotte, North Carolina, tomorrow. Many Massachusetts political leaders are already there, as is WBUR's Bob Oakes, who joins us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Okay. Well, after the Republican National Convention last week, what are the Democrats hoping for this week?
Well, I can tell you that the New England Democrats I spoke to on the plane coming down yesterday are hoping, in a phrase, for some sort of breakthrough moment for the Obama campaign. They say they don't think that Mitt Romney achieved one last week and believe that the president now has that opportunity this week. Romney certainly did rally the GOP base last week. The question is, did he reach that pool of undecided voters, the pool that shrinks as each day goes by in the run-up to the November election? And that's also the task here for the Democrats this week, to rally the base and reach the undecided.
And there will be lots of Massachusetts political figures there to help in that effort.
There sure will be. It's remarkable how many Massachusetts figures play a part this week. Almost makes you think we're an undecided state being tossed a plum roll instead of a state that's going to go strongly for President Obama over our former Governor Mitt Romney. So I guess all this convention attention is a pre-ward as opposed to a reward. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino speaks this week. U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren speaks and is expected to try and rally the Democratic liberal base. There's going to be a tribute to the late Senator Ted Kennedy, and it's going to be introduced by his nephew, Joseph Kennedy III, who's a candidate for the congressional seat held by the retiring Congressman Barney Frank. John Kerry speaks on Thursday night, and he'll address foreign policy, and he speaks just before President Obama. And Governor Deval Patrick is expected to deliver an important speech on the opening night tomorrow to vigorously defend the record and the accomplishments of his friend President Obama. Republicans expect this week will feature a lot of Romney bashing instead of the Democrats extolling the Obama record. Here was Mitt Romney's former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy on the ABC TV program This Week yesterday.
It's quite likely that, unfortunately, the focus of the convention may be simply trying to denigrate or continue to say negative things about Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy is now a senior advisor to the Romney campaign. But, Deb, the analysts think that more important than denting up Romney this week is for President Obama to answer the question posed directly by Paul Ryan, the GOP vice presidential candidate, last week when he asked voters to think about why the next 4 years would be any different than the last four if Mr. Obama stays. Seems kind of crucial for the Democrats to respond to that, so we're going to be asking that directly to Governor Deval Patrick, as we'll be speaking with him, and we hope to bring you his answer tomorrow on Morning Edition.
All right. WBUR's Bob Oakes reporting from Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Democratic National Convention opens tomorrow. Bob, thanks.
Bye, Deb.